From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A former U.S. president touts what he hopes is the next president, his wife. Former President Bill Clinton portrayed his wife Hillary on Tuesday as a dynamic force for change and a longtime fighter for social justice as he made a case for her historic 2016 bid for the White House. The ex-president told the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia that Hillary Clinton had a built-in sense of responsibility. More from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Former President Bill Clinton brought the delegates to their feet with an impassioned appeal on behalf of his wife.
I hope you'll elect her. Those of us who have more yesterdays than tomorrow tend to care more about our children and grandchildren. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do. God bless you. Thank you.
Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to officially accept her party's nomination at the Philadelphia Convention Thursday. Among those slated to speak today, current President Barack Obama. French President Francois Hollande met with religious leaders Wednesday in an attempt to assuage fears after a Muslim terrorist murdered a Catholic priest. Hollande gathered leaders of various religions at his office in Paris, an attempt to create interfaith solidarity in the face of the terrorist attacks that have struck France with increasing frequency. More on that and other stories on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 31 people are dead, dozens more injured in the northeastern Syrian city of Qamishli after a pair of bombs exploded near the Turkish border Wednesday. That according to a monitoring group. A reporter for VOA's Turkish service, Zana Omar, was among those injured in the blast. Members of his family were also wounded. VOA's Kurdish service says Omar's home, which was near the bombings, has been completely destroyed. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that one of the explosions was meant to target a government building that houses the security headquarters of the Kurdish administration that controls the area surrounding the city. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack through a statement published on its news agency website, saying that it was targeting Kurdish security forces. A former member of Somalia's parliament who joined the Al-Shabaab terror organization in 2010 was the man behind a suicide bombing that killed 13 people in Mogadishu Tuesday, according to the group. A statement on the Al-Shabaab radio station said Salah Nu Ismail, known as Salah Badbado, was among those who have carried out the attack on the Halane military base. A spokesman for the U.S. National Security Council, Ned Price, said Tuesday that the United States stands squarely with Somalia and our partners in the fight against despicable acts of terrorism that seek to destabilize Somalia. He said the United States remains committed to helping Somalia progress along a path toward peace and prosperity and the defeat of terrorist groups. America's top diplomat has shared a working lunch with the new Philippine president, who has criticized U.S. security policies and publicly made friendly overtures to China. Presidential spokesman Ernesto Abella says President Rodrigo Duterte and Secretary of State John Kerry discussed a range of issues Wednesday, including the South China Sea disputes, climate change, and personal interests like motorcycles and hunting. Abella says Kerry did offer $32 million in aid for law enforcement training. Duterte has said he would chart a foreign policy independent of the U.S., the country's treaty ally. In contrast, Duterte has praised Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a great president and said in the campaign he will shut up on the South China Sea issue if Beijing will finance railway and other infrastructure projects. Remember to check out all of these stories and more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.